My name is Lilian Ogazi. This is Nigeria Daily. It's 113 days to the 2023 general elections, and it is expected that all political parties should have their house in order as they prepare to go to polls. That cannot be said for the ruling All Progressive Congress in Kano. Now, there have been lots of drama surrounding the Kano APC as the camps of Dogowa and Ganduje seem to be at loggerheads. Just recently, Majority Leader of the House of Representatives Alhassan Ado Dogowa and the state's Deputy Gubernatorial Candidate Muritala Sule Garo clashed at a meeting. Dogowa and Garo were reported to have exchanged abusive words, with Garo reportedly sustaining an injury in the ensuing confrontation. Another account of the incident said the cut was inflicted after Dogowa allegedly threw a teacup at Garo. What exactly is happening in Kano APC? Well, let's listen to a member of the APC in Kano.
Yes, my name is Senator Eljibrun Dogowa from Kano. What do you want to know that is happening? The only thing that is happening in Kano is APC is a political party that has a lot of, concern, and it is one of the formidable party in Kano State. And what do you really want to find out for it?
Okay, so we learned that there's a bit of feud between your camp and that of Ganduje. How true?
No,
is that?
We don't have any camp. Don't say that. At least APC in Kano State has so many camps.
Okay,
there is only one APC in Kano State under the leadership of Abdullah Umar Ganduje.
Okay.
And anybody that is talking something else, I mean, he's talking within himself. There is nothing like faction. You call it faction, call it anything, but we don't have any faction in Kano State.
Okay, but
APC is one APC in Kano.
Okay, but the Dogowa camp is being mentioned as a faction, and
Dogowa has never said that there is a faction in Kano.
Okay, so
there is nothing like one. It is only an internal squabble, which happens in every political party. When it comes to internal problem, then there must be some internal mechanism where this problem can be solved.
So, are there internal squabbles?
Of course, there are.
Okay.
Can you tell me, even in your house, that there is no internal squabbles? Between your children, there must be some internal squabbles that you, as a mother, can solve. Therefore, the problem or squabbles that happen between Muritala Sule Garo and Alhassan Dogowa can easily be solved within and internally. Therefore, there is nothing that somebody can start trading about it.
So this internal squabbles is not threatening the unity of the party?
I don't think it is. We have a lot of mechanisms where we can solve our problems.
And are all the camps that are involved in this internal squabble satisfied?
Don't call camps again, because
okay.
We don't have camps.
Okay,
we have only
that.
One APC. Yeah, repress it.
Okay, so are all the parties involved in the internal squabble satisfied or dissatisfied with how the party affairs is
all
being
all the
run?
Parties, all the parties involved in these squabbles, they have leadership. They respect the leadership. And the leadership are working assiduously so that these problems can be solved. Therefore, I don't think there is anything you'll talk about it that cannot be solved.
That was Senator Eljibrun Dogowa, a member of the APC in Kano. Well, seems like we read it differently. Senator Eljibrun says only internal squabble exists and can be figured out. How bad can an internal squabble affect a party? After the break, we would find out. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are looking at the disunity in APC Kano and its effect in the 2023 general elections. Before we went on a break, we had a chat with a member of the APC who told us that there is no disunity as it is only internal squabbles. Kano State is known as a political stronghold of the North due to its population and deep-rooted politics. What effect will the crisis in Kano APC have for the ruling party in the 2023 elections? Bilkisu Ahmed puts this question to a political analyst.
My name is Professor Kamilu Sanifage of the Department of Political Science, Bayero University, Kano. Yes, this crisis between the two political giants in Kano, I think, one, it is not a new thing. It has been going for quite some time between them. Secondly, it is something that is not going to augur well for the party, not only for the candidate, but also for the party. For one thing, it is a shameful thing that, leaders come out, publicly to exchange blows. I think that is something that is a shameful thing because they have a sort of disgrace their own position as public leaders. Secondly, the crisis will eventually or will ultimately lead into, the failure of the party in election if care is not taken. Because if it is allowed to continue, what will happen is that the party will come out in the field of, elections, divided among itself or between itself, fighting itself, and also contesting or competing with other parties. Mm. So that will cripple its chances of, doing well in the forthcoming elections.
Okay. So this is happening in the state level. Do you think it's still going to affect their national elections, forthcoming 2023 elections?
Yes, it is likely going to affect the party even in the national elections for the simple reason that our constitution provides that for one to become a president, he has to satisfy two things. One, he has to have the majority of the vote. Secondly, he must have a quarter of the votes in at least two-thirds of the state, meaning he must have a quarter of the vote in at least 24 states. So if, for example, somebody might have won, and if he loses one state, it is likely that he may not get the required two-thirds, which means it will not augur well for the party. Secondly, a crisis like this sometimes, degenerate and spill over into other states, especially given the position of Kano being, one of the center of, a center of politics and commerce in northern Nigeria. Mm. So whatever happens in Kano is likely going to reverberate in other states. And sadly, issues like this shows that our politicians have not yet learned a lesson. You see, nature of crisis, for example, what happened in the past republic in Western region, the internal crisis within AG, that is Action Group, led to what was known as Operation Wati in Western Nigeria, which ultimately led to the coup d'etat of 1966. The same thing happened during the aborted Third Republic. Here in Kano, the crisis within SDP was what caused the party to lose the elections in 1982-83. The same thing, the crisis within PRP was what led to the political violence in Kano and also led to the failure of, the Rimi faction in the election. And finally, such crisis, internal division and rancor was what led to the failure of PDP in the presidential election in 2015.
That was Dr. Kami Lufagi, a political analyst, speaking. 2023 is fast approaching. Much more to come. We wait and watch. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadejia. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comment, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.